All right, welcome back to Vikings Connected. That's Aaron Newberg, and I'm Ben Lieber.
So we have our NFC North expert, Big Cat from Barstool Sports, here today to talk a little bit about the games coming up this weekend.
All right, Dan, you since the last time we saw you, went big time on us and got a professional microphone.
Slowly but surely, I am putting myself together as a regular human being. It's happening right in front of your eyes. I can't believe it myself.
All right, well, let's talk about some NFC North. The Lions have the Raiders this week. What do you think?
I'm ready, actually, to say that I think the NFC North is now the most exciting division in all of sports.
Yes.
You heard it here
first. I put this in my brain. I've tossed it around. You have the Vikings, who are a good story with Teddy Bridgewater, Adrian Peterson having a nice comeback year. The Packers, who doesn't like seeing Aaron Rodgers totally fail?
Right,
the Bears
on.
Are the hottest 4-5 team in all of football. And then the Lions, like you said, their coach is doing press conferences saying that he's alive, even though he might be dead. And they go into Lambeau. They beat the Packers for the first time in, what, 10,000 years? And they're not going to beat the Raiders, but it was nice to see them kind of chip in here and take the Packers down a notch. It actually was a classic Lions win because they didn't want to win that game. The first time they go to Lambeau to win, they didn't want to win it because they want a better draft pick. The season's already over for them. And then, of course, they win it, so it's just perfect Lions fashion.
So where are the Bears this weekend? Where are you guys?
They're at home. They're welcoming Brock Osweiler. The Brock Osweiler era is beginning.
That's
which actually
a hot mess right there.
It scares me because I wanted Peyton Manning. I thought the Bears would easily beat Peyton Manning. He looked that bad on Sunday. But the Bears are the hottest 4-5 team in all of football. They went down to St. Louis, and I actually thought you guys were going to open the show with giving me like a thank you or showing some kind of gratitude, because I know there was a little Vikings-Rams thing.
Looks to run, runs for the first down to the 20. Hit by LaMarcus Joyner. Oh! Flag comes in.
We cleaned up for you. We took care of business. So, I don't know, Matt, maybe saying like, hey, thanks, Dan. That was really nice of you guys.
I tried.
Thanks, Dan.
The guys won't let me.
You're welcome.
All right. And then so the big game that the Vikings have. Vikings,
yes.
Packers, and the Packers are trending downwards and the Vikings are going up.
The Vikings, two things. Vikings defense obviously is going to cause fits for the Packers, who are lost on offense. Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't trust his offensive line. And they really, it's Captain Obvious, but they really, really miss Jordy Nelson because he was the one guy who would always win. And he's the one guy that Aaron Rodgers could trust. And now they have a bunch of guys who aren't getting separation, aren't getting open. The second thing is, I think I've officially decided that Teddy Bridgewater is going to be the guy I never fully trust and I think isn't good. And he's just going to keep winning. So I'm just going to keep saying no way is Teddy Bridgewater good. And then he's probably going to win like 10 Super Bowls. So I think I'm there with Teddy Bridgewater. So I don't trust him, but he's going to look great on Sunday and you guys are going to beat the Packers.
Would you classify Eddie Lacy as rotund?
He's gone. I mean, is he even still on the Packers?
Yeah.
So he, you know, that was a bad angle. As a guy who's taken a few pictures with some bad angles, I'm not going to get on Eddie Lacy for that one. I think the camera can sometimes lie and people look a little fatter than they do in real life.
Hey, I heard you're coming up to Minneapolis for the Bears game.
I am.
December 20th.
Yes, with playoff implications now because the Bears are going to make a playoff run. So
it's going to be a big game.
It's going to be a big game. Yeah.
It's going to be a big game.
I'm disappointed when the Bears lost to the Vikings, last time we talked, I was still in draft pick mode. So I was like, okay, well, that loss, you know,
sure,
it stunk, but that's okay. The Bears will get a higher draft pick. Now I'm upset that we lost to the Vikings and I'm ready for some revenge. So I'm coming up and I'm going to do it myself. I'm just going to have to get dirty, roll up my sleeves. It's probably going to be what? 5 degrees?
At least.
And so you're not just coming up. You're actually coming up to hang out with tailgaters. You're going to be a motivational speaker at the Mascot halftime show.
We're going to do it all. And the fact that you guys are inviting me onto the field, there might be some tricks up my sleeve. You remember there was that Jets-Dolphins game it was probably like 5 years ago when the coach tripped someone.
Yes.
Or actually, and also Mike Tomlin did it.
Tomlin, yes.
So there's precedent. I'm just saying, keep me away from the sidelines during the game. If Corderell, that's how you say his name?
We just say CP. Just say CP.
Yeah. I was going to say, when I tried to spell it the other day, there was so many R's and L's and just everything. If he's going deep for one, if he's trying to run one back, especially against the Bears' abysmal special teams unit, be careful. I might just run out there and tackle him.
All right, man. We always appreciate it. And so that December 20th, it's called Big Cat in the Big-ish City. So all the fans out there, get ready for Big Cat to be in your tailgate area.
We'll rough it up with the Vikings fans. It'll be a good time.